World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Okay, I hate to jump right into it coming right out of the chute, especially here on a Monday morning, the 14th day of July, 2025. The Lord's not making another one. And this is the day that he's made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to do what Jesus said. We're going to know the truth. And the truth, if we know, it's going to make us free. And if we don't understand the truth, if the truth offends us, then, dude, we got ourselves a problem. I said to you last week, whenever it was, Spencer, dude, just so people don't think I'm lying, Wikipedia, click Christian denominations. How many Christian denominations? Now, come on now, friends. Come on now. How many Christian denominations? Meaning, denominate means to divide. How many branches and forms of Christianity are there? I know the answer. There it is.
59,000, I think.
Well, here it is. Right up on our screen from Wikipedia. If you can trust Wikipedia, keep scrolling down there, Spence. And why do we have different denominations? Because they don't all agree. They don't all agree. Does it say, someone should give us a number. Tells it not, go back to top. How many? It's 44,000 Christian denominations. I'm looking for it right here. There it is. 44,000 different Christian denominations. Chew on that a second. And can I tell you this? Every one of them think they're right. Every one of them. There it is. World, Spencer's going to find this, because I don't want you guys to think I'm lying to you when I come up with this stuff. This major doesn't tell us that Christianity can be taxonomically divided into six main groups: churches of the East, Oriental Orthodoxy, Eastern Orthodox, Catholicism, Protestantism, Restorationism. And it goes on to Adventism, Anabaptism, Anglicanism, Baptism, Lutheranism, Methodism, Moravianism, Quakerism, Pentecost. Are you tracking with me, folks? Are you tracking with me? So when somebody says that they are a Christian, it's like saying they're an American. It could be so many different things that they believe. And here's the reality of it. We get in arguments over what you believe. And if I bring up something that flies in the faith of your faith or my faith, by the way, I've really changed a lot of what I believe. I don't get mad. I say, thank you, Jesus, that I don't believe that lie anymore. If you guys went to a doctor, if you went to Dr. Paul Goslin and you got a growth on your neck, and you're worried and worried and worried and worried and worried that just growth on your neck's cancer, and you go to Dr. Paul Goslin and he tells you, oh, that's not cancer, that's just a whatever, that's a swollen lymph node, you're going to be mad at him? You'll be mad at him that they told you the truth? Why is it when we get into religious issues, 44,000 different denominations, we get mad? We leave. Well, I'm not going to listen to him anymore because really, our belief system for many of us is just like a little blankie, just a little blanket. We could snuggle with our little blanket, believing our friends. I'm not making fun of your faith. We have to be smart enough to say, as I always ask the question, who told you that and why did they tell you? Who told you? Because, you know, right now you could go to a public school and they could tell you that a man can be a woman. And you could go through your whole high school career, go through college, and actually go become a lawyer. And you could be defending the lie that a man can be a woman. After 12 years of public school, 13 if you go to kindergarten, 4 years of college, graduate school, law school, and come out of that at the end, other end thinking that a man can be a woman. Would anybody disagree with me? Would anybody disagree with me? So who taught you what you know and why? And doesn't matter. And I can promise you this, most of us have been taught a handed down theology from our parents, probably. Although mine wasn't, isn't. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the same thing with history. What was it? Didn't somebody say the victors write the history? So I still didn't find it, Spencer, although he did a great job. That number, 44,000. Spencer says, I can't find it, Coach. I know. I'm not blaming you. Trust me. 44,000 different Christian denominations. There it is. Hey, look at that. 45,000 Christian denominations. Which one is right? Tony Barrar. In my research, I wanted to know how many Christian denominations were. I expected maybe 100 or something like that. Can you imagine the surprise when I found out there are 45,000 different Christian denominations? So the people say the Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Except that's not true, friends. That is not true. Everything you know about the Bible, probably, if you're like me, somebody else taught you. And I was in, when Michelle and I got saved, in 1988. Is that right? It's in the front of my Bible. It's Michelle's birthday. January 28th. Let me look here a minute. Wrote it down in my Bible. Come on, bear with me a second. Is it here? There it is. 1987. I received Jesus. I can mark it down. And from that joint, for the 1987, when I got saved, when I walked the aisle and I received Christ, I spent the next 3 years, at least 3 years, maybe longer, but 3 years for sure, going to church at World Harvest Church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Wednesday night. I did. We did. I mean, we dived in, man. We dived in for 3 years. And then 3 years later, I believed exactly the theology that Pastor Rod Parsley taught me. Why wouldn't I? By the way, this isn't a bang on Rod Parsley. It doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter where you go on, you are the prisoner of the guy standing in the pulpit and what he believes. And he will teach you what he believes and tell you it's the truth. But yet, there are 47,000 denominations and they don't all agree. So how do you know who is to, am I doing okay here this morning? Meaning, I'm not trying to kick, I'm kicking all of us in the shins here. That's what I'm doing. I'm kicking all of us in the shins. Because the Bible says it, I believe it, that settles it. I wish it was that simple, and I want it to be that way. And I wish there was just a truth that we could all grab a hold of and walk with, but we can't. We can't, huh? Oh, my goodness. You want to cause a division? This happened to me. I wrote the commentary the other day. I wrote the commentary about, what was it, secularized Christianity? I read that here, didn't I? Secularized Christianity. And oh, my goodness, I mentioned charismatic. Oh, jeezy criminy. The emails I got about how fake speaking in tongues is, and that wasn't even my point. That one, I never even mentioned speaking in tongues. Never even mentioned it. And yet we hear the word charismatic, which, if you were to look that up, means you believe in the gifts, charisma. Look that up, Spencer. Charismatic. See if you can see what the Bible says about people who identify. I'm a charismatic. I don't think you'll find it under him. I don't think you will. No, because charismatic, it's a new one. It's a new invention. Charismatic. Look up charismatic. Yeah. Now, okay. How about charismatic religion? Try that one. Charismatic religion. Charismatic. Yeah. Charismatic religion or the charismatic movement. There you go. It's a movement now. is a form of Christianity. You reading that, Paul? Betty, you see that? It's a form of Christianity. Huh? That emphasizes the active presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. Time out a minute. Don't the Baptists do that? Believe in the active presence and power of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers? Do the Lutherans believe that? Do the Presbyterians believe that? Do the Church of Godders believe that? Do the Church of Godders in Christ? Church of Godders in Christ? What the heck's going on? It's division. Division. It's characterized by a belief in a practice of spiritual gifts. Let me ask you a question. I'm not trying to start a fight. Are there spiritual gifts? Tongues, healing, prophecy, discerning of spirits? Are there?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, yes, there are. So what does that tell you if, just come on now, relax. If I go to a Baptist church and they don't believe in that.
Cessation theology.
They don't believe in speaking in tongues. They don't even hardly believe in healing. They don't believe in prophecy. They don't believe in the, huh? And so I go to church and they say, well, we're spirit filled. I said, spirit filled? What? Is there a spirit emptied one? Where's that spirit emptied church? What? See, I'm filled. Me. I'm talking about Coach Dave. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Now, some of you out there want to know, does he speak in tongues? Are you telling me that is the only issue of charismatomania? You have to speak in tongues? Really? Really? If you don't speak in tongues, you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit? What happened to us? How did we get in this mess of Christianity where the fight inside the church is greater than the fight on the outside of the church? It's a big family feud. Come on, you know the Baptists don't want to go hang out with those Pentecostals. They go hang out with those Pentecostals. Those Pentecostals, they're dancing in the aisles. They're waving their hands. Oh, the Baptists don't want anything to do with that. Somebody say amen. So you know I'm telling you the truth.
Amen, amen.
I don't know. I didn't think it could be. Don't happen to me. I'm going to tell you this out there, folks. I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. I have received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. I couldn't care less if you don't believe in it. I've received it. You know how I know? Because when I came here this morning, I had a list. Spencer could verify that. I got a bunch of stuff to put up there. When I sat down on this chair, the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. There's the list. There's all the stuff I got. Spencer's showing you. I wasn't going to talk about the Holy Spirit, and I wasn't going to talk about any of that. But we got to realize, man, the Apostle Paul said, this one thing I do. This one thing I do. He threw all that other stuff out the window. By the way, you can find speaking in tongues in the Gospels. You can find it in the book of Acts. You can find it. Do you speak in tongues? I don't know. I don't care. Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, the uttermost parts of the earth. Could it be that you're not a witness to Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth because you never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Because your church told you it doesn't exist. You're a Baptist, Presbyterian, Church of God. I'm not trying to make enemies. I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I just ask the question, why do you believe what you believe? Who told you that? Who told you that? Right? Oh, boy, I could go deep, but I'm not going to run everybody off this morning. I'm not going to run everybody off this morning. I got some stuff that probably will when I get to it. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, being a pastor coach just up this alley, you know, that key word that was in there, there's so much I could say on this, was the word, the charismatic, it's a form. Form is the key word right here, coach. My house is a brick house, and in order to make bricks, I got to use brick forms. Brick forms cause you to be, in every house that's a brick has a different type of form, but they're all formulated by that. But in the book of Peter, he has called us what? To be living stones. Coach, there is no two stones on the face of the earth that are exactly alike, jointly fitted together, building the house of God. Now, Coach, I could sit back and tell you, Lord, right now that I got people that are pre, post, mid, and panist in my church. I got people who do speak in tongues and people that don't speak in tongues. I got people who ring out of King James, NASB, and NIV. You know what? That is living stones. They think for themselves, and they're jointly fitted together, building the house of God. Not a form, just living stones.
Hey, Dale, the Baptists, for the most part, I'm telling you, just telling you the truth. The Baptists don't want anything to do with Pentecost.
Well, here's the thing, Coach. An atheist doesn't believe in God. Does that make him not exist?
No.
So a Baptist doesn't believe in tongues. Does that make it not exist?
No, sir. And those, but Dale, the other side of that is those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, the term they love to use, make it all about the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
There's the balance. It says, they that worship me, John chapter 4, they that worship me must worship in spirit and in truth. Truth is word, spirit is the baptism, Coach. That's why I'm a Bapticostal, full of the spirit and full of truth. And you've been to my church. We're not crazy charismatics, but we allow the gifting of the Spirit.
Amen. So, I don't know where I'm trying to get here. I'm trying to get someplace. I'm going to show you some stuff. It's probably going to tick some of you off. But hey, you can choose to believe something that's not true if you want to, huh? I don't. You go ahead. See, you think I'm wrong, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I could be, but I know what some of y'all believe in is wrong. Sorry. Oh my goodness. James Thomas, come on in, James.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, good morning, brother. Paul said there would be doctrines of demons that come in the last days. we are there. I mean, if you look at majority of the church that are dead bones.
The 44,000 denominations you're talking about, James? 44,000, not 44 denominations, 44,000 of them?
Dead bones living in a building. But, you know, that's what Scripture says. But anyway, they got this theology, and this is because we have the King James Word, because we have the Bible, they believe the Baptists and all these, anyway, they believe all these things ceased. All the gifts of the Spirit ceased when we got the Word. We don't need this other extra thing from the Holy Spirit. This is why, you know, we elevate, you know, when we go to the Ephesians, it is apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and the pastors, the very last one, we elevate to the number one.
If
we say, okay, if there's an apostle of the land, send him. You know what I'm saying? But it's a mess.
It's a mess. So let me dig into this mess here a little bit, Jane. Let me dig into this. Pull up Spencer. Morning, Spencer. Pull up the email that says gospel on it. God, I came across this. Somebody sent it to me. Whoever did, thank you for sending it to me. This is 1898. This is a Bible back in 1898. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken in soft raiment, but heroes. Be the voice of a new kingdom crying in this sons of the... Hang on, some of that's cut off on that thing. I'm sorry, dude. Let me read it off of mine. Okay, yeah, it's cut off there. Today, the culture has tried to impose on ministers a role that relegates them almost to irrelevance, discouraging them from having any direct visibility or influence on society or the culture. But this modern reduced role is precedented neither by the Bible nor American history. God still needs heroes of hardihood and lofty courage to be his voice crying in the modern wilderness. Spiritual leaders who will stand at the vanguard to meet any danger head on. 1897.
Boom.
Now, I wonder how many of you in all of your Christian life would explain or define your pastor as courageous. That dog will hunt, won't it? Courageous. They were courageous. Heroes of hardihood and lofty courage.
I go in the chat.
What's that, Jeff? Put in the chat.
Yeah, is that okay? Thanks.
Yeah, put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. And today's, I'm sorry, there are exceptions. Today's Christians would rather they have the bravery to fight with each other. Look, folks, in my spiritual journey, I've had pastors tell me, don't go to that church because they have the wrong doctrine. Amen? Amen? Can I get into it? Y'all going to leave? James, you still got your hand up or didn't take it down? I don't know which one it is. Look.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you bringing this up because it needs to be.
Can I tell you the truth? I don't know. Folks, I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say this again. I don't know. But when I do evidence and I look around at stuff, I have a hard time justifying what they're telling me. I do. And as I wrote last week, a lot of it has to do with cable TV, satellite TV. And they started pumping Christian pastor stars into our homes. Hey, can anybody name a Christian star for me out there? Anybody? I'm going away. Somebody give me a Christian star. Stan, Pulpiteer is a star.
James Baker. Jim Baker.
Joel Osteen. Who else? Go ahead. Come on. Rick Warren.
Kenneth Copeland.
Oral Roberts. Come on.
Joyce Meyer.
Stars. We got Christian stars. Christian stars. And then what happens? A guy comes along and he wants to be a minister. Why does he want to be a minister? Because he sees the stars on TV. He wants to be like them. He wants to have great influence. When the greatest work of the gospel is being done in little 50, 60 member churches, where the gospel's really being preached and people are being held accountable for their faith. And the truth is, those big churches you see, can I tell you something this? I don't know this to be true, and I'm not picking on World Harvest Church and Rod Parsley. It's just because I have experience there. You know how World Harvest Church got so big? They drained small churches. Somebody say boom.
Absolutely.
Yep. Somebody say boom.
Boom.
They drained the small churches. And now we have church networks, apostle networks. I never seen anything like it in my life. Can I tell you the truth today? Is it okay if I tell you the truth? I'm going to, whether you want to like it or not. Well, I'm looking at where to start. Somebody's going to leave. Betty, you're not going to leave, are you? Vinny, you're not going to leave, Vinny, if I bring up something to you. You're not going to leave?
No, I appreciate the truth.
Okay, good. Right here. I'm going to play this, and then you decide what you want to do with it. Okay, pull up number 10. Some of you need to pick up your toes. Go ahead. Hang on. I'm going somewhere. Let me give you the first paragraph. You're about to find out why the Epstein list isn't being released. You're about to find out. You want to know why it's not being released. Go ahead and play it. Put it at 1.5 speed. Jimmy, I don't know if you guys ever watched Jimmy Dore. He's pretty good, man. Straight shooter. No, I don't consider him to be a real religious guy. He's not religious. But he's talking to an Israeli soldier. Betty, what kind of soldier? An Israeli. So you're not allowed to criticize Israel. Are you allowed to criticize Israel? You are on Coach Dave, you can. By the way, you can criticize America. You can criticize Germany. You can criticize Russia. You can criticize Cuba. You can criticize Mexico. You can criticize the Philippines. You can criticize Iran. You can criticize Iraq. You can criticize whatever you want to hear Coach Dave. There's nobody that is above criticism, okay? Okay? So here's an Israeli soldier that details the arbitrary killing of civilians in Gaza, who, by the way, happen to be Christians. Betty, am I allowed to show this?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Can choose for himself what he does. So it's kind of like Wild West. And so some commanders can really decide to do war crimes and do bad things. And
I won't let you listen to the whole thing. Okay. Put it at regular speed. We'll listen to about 3 minutes. That's all you'll need. Go ahead.
Don't have very consequences of that.
But how is this not front page news? Israeli soldier admits war crimes on camera. An Israeli reservist who served in Gaza has told Sky News IDF troops killed Palestinian civilians at random, with orders to shoot sometimes dependent on the mood of the commander. Let's listen.
An Israeli reservist who served in Gaza has told Sky News IDF troops killed Palestinian civilians at random, with orders to shoot sometimes dependent on the
mood. Folks, many of the Palestinian citizens are Christians. Go ahead.
Mood of the commander. The IDF strongly denies the claim, saying it operates against military targets, not civilians. Our international correspondent, Alex Rossi, has the story for us.
I think everything in war is messes you up.
It is rare to hear Israeli soldiers speak openly about their time in Gaza. But after three tours of duty, this reservist says his conscience won't let him stay silent.
Every commander can choose for himself what he does, so it's kind of like Wild West. And so some commanders can really decide to do war crimes and do bad things and don't have very consequences of that.
He agreed to talk on condition of anonymity, fearing he could be labeled a traitor or ostracized at home. These photos were taken while he was serving in Gaza, where he was stationed in the homes of displaced Palestinians.
I think you can't be in this scenario for so long and not like normalize it and not you lose your mind and then killing is more and more normalized and you can't see the problem in it. Kind of feel like I took part of something bad. And so I think it's like I need to counter it.
You got the idea, right? You got the idea. They are killing goyim, he'll use the term, at random. Who's goyim? Maybe you ought to look that word up for me. See, some of you want to leave right now. You want to leave right now because it's touching one of your deeply held religious beliefs. Spencer, what's a goyim? What's a goyim? Is a plural form of the Hebrew word goy, which literally means nation. In the Hebrew Bible, goy is used to refer to both the Israelites and other nations. Over time, particularly during the Hellenists, blah, 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 the meaning of goy evolved into Jewish usage to primarily designate non-Jewish people or goyim. Goyim. Look, I'm just reading history. Give them as you want. In Yiddish, goy is commonly referred to as non-Jewish persons or a Gentile. Some Jews use the terms goy or goyim in a neutral way, simply to denote yada, yada, yada. Okay? Don't get mad at me. what a goyim is. Because, look, are you looking at me? The American government is corrupt. The Israeli government is corrupt. The Russian government is corrupt. Not the people, not the people. Brings us back to Psalm 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord. What the hell do you think the United Nations is? The kings of this earth coming together, right? Right. Oh boy. I got so much stuff, man. Pull up Mossad, the very top. Folks, Mossad, I'm going to try to explain to you why we're not hearing about Epstein. The Mossad is Israel's CIA. Would it be okay to say that? Would that be a fair statement? Do you guys think our CIA, do you think our CIA is above board? Good, doing good things? Anybody think they are? Anybody think that CIA is a good thing? Well, Israel has the Mossad. The Mossad is the national intelligence agency responsible for espionage, covert operations, and counterterrorism outside of Israel. That's the Mossad. It's the Israel CIA. What are key aspects of the Mossad? They gather intelligence, conduct secret operations, including assassinations, sabotage, and psychological war. Sorry, these would be our Jewish friends, the one chose God's people. A major focus is on preventing terrorist attacks against Israeli citizens and interests. Scroll down, Spence. Some of you are mad. I'm sorry, just telling you the truth. Much of Mossad's work is classified, contributing to its reputation for secrecy and its unique operating parameters. Mossad operates internationally, often working with other intelligence agencies and governments. Really? Really? So we have the wicked CIA operating with the wicked Mossad. It's amazing, isn't it? Huh? It's amazing. Because somebody somewhere along the line taught all of us, cable TV would be my guess, that Israel's the apple of God's eye. And as soon as I start talking about this and people attack and say, Coach, that's replacement theology. I ain't never replace. What do you mean replacement theology? I'm looking at the government of Israel, not the people. I'm looking at the government of America, not individual Americans. I'm looking at the Psalm 2, kings of this earth who set themselves and the rulers taking counsel together against who? The Lord and his anointed. The Mossad and the CIA are against Jesus. Why can't we get it?
Boom. I got it, Corey.
Oh, my goodness. And you, if I were to go into the 80% of the churches in America and point this up, they would tar and feather me because they've confused a people with a government. Yeah. Does your American government, our CIA, does it represent you? Most people say, well, no. Oh, but the Mossad represents the Israeli people? Shake your head, man. And they're lean. Oh, I got so much stuff. Come on in, Jeff.
Well, yeah, I know where you're going, and I see that, Coach. It's amazing. But I did want to address something for those listening out there. Some people may not understand that everything that guy said on the video is true. There is a thing that can overcome you and a hatred that can well up in you, especially when you've seen your buddies get killed. To where you do these things, a lot of PTSD and a lot of guys that suffer that I've counseled and talked to and know, and any war veterans out there know that this can happen, and it is common, and it's common in every war. I just wanted to say and let people know that it there's a gang mentality that
yes,
once it starts, and you do things that are horrific, and a lot of the PTSD comes from that.
So, Jeff, what I'm trying to point out, and I know if people are going to pick this up or not, I'm not talking about Americans or Jews. I'm talking about evil, wicked governments, kings of this earth who've set themselves. Do you, folks, are you picking up what I'm telling you? Are you picking it up? I'm not talking about the Jewish people. I'm not talking about the Jewish people. I'm talking about the Israeli government. And do you think that America has a righteous government? And why would we think that if America doesn't have a righteous government, we have Jesus Christ as King of Kings over America, and our government's not righteous? Why would we think a country that doesn't even believe in Jesus would have a righteous government? What's wrong with us? Michelle.
Hey, good morning, team. A couple things. Wow, what a show already. Israel, what? First of all, are we talking about Israel spiritually or Israel physically?
Because I'm not even going to dive into that one. That's a great question, but I didn't even dive into it.
Okay, well, let me just say, because those people in that land are neither one. They're neither physical from DNA related, nor are they spiritual. Okay, that's two of those things. CIA, give me a break. That was made up by a bunch of Jesuits. The Star of Remphan. They don't worship the Star of David. That's not their star. That's the Star of Remphan. The wool has been pulled over our eyes for decades now about who these people really are. And there have been, I have been screaming about this since the start of that war over there. What is it, two Octobers ago? Okay, yeah. This was set up by Israel so they would have an excuse to level Gaza. There have been countless numbers of doctors who have testified to the facts that they bring in countless numbers of children shot in the head. They just use them as target practice.
You're anti-Semitic.
I am pro-human.
No, see, that's the argument, though, isn't it, Rochelle? Right away, oh, you're anti-Semitic.
Well, Israel has been committing crimes against humanity since they became a state.
They have. Not allowed to say that, sister. Uh-uh. People are going to quit watching this show because we hate Jews here. We're anti-Semitic. We're just telling the truth. Governments, folks, kings of this earth, set themselves. Wake up!
And you know, one more thing I would add is that the Jewish people are tormented. They are told from day one, from birth, that everybody hates them. We're all out to get them. And that is why they have this attitude towards us, Goyim.
Anti-Semitic, 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 anti-Semitic. Hey, folks, a lot of them ain't even Semitic. Sorry. Mark Trump.
Who hated the Jews first? Who hated the Jewish government first, Coach? It was Jesus Christ. He called them vipers and serpents.
He did.
Who in this queue has a problem with Jesus calling them vipers and serpents? Who? Who's getting mad and leaving over us calling the government vipers and serpents? Who? Raise your hand. Stand up for the evil vocally.
Amen.
Who? Nobody is. It's the same evil Jews in place today, Coach, that were in place then.
Amen, dude. It's not the Jewish people.
Anybody's, I don't understand it. He took a whip, Coach. He took a whip in there for them doing what they're doing to the church.
After the government. Hey, Mark, in fact, he took the whip in there. Does anybody know where that is? And because he says what? Because of what they were doing to the people.
That's right. Who is holding out for the Jewish government? Who? And if you look, Coach, careful when you answer that question, because it's friends of ours or some of ours. Don't we have a guy at the very top of America looking out for the government of the Jews? Not the people, the government.
Yes, we do. Why? Why? Because he's been programmed by the Christians around him. You heard Ted Cruz say it.
Coach, I would protest that he chooses to, using his own brain and his own authority and his own self. And you don't need to blame anybody else.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. I'm with you on that. However, we are prisoners of our teachers, are we not? Joe Allen, come on in.
Let's go deeper than that.
All right.
We've got dual citizenship going on in Israel with
our congressmen and senators. Hey, Spencer, see if you can look that up real quick.
The lady.
Spencer, look that up. Dual citizens in Congress. See what you come up with. Go ahead, Joe. Susan Wiles, the lady is running White House under Trump, worked under Netanyahu. Son-in-law.
Amen.
His son-in-law, Israel.
Yeah.
Boy, we're making some people mad. We are anti-Semitic Central today, aren't we, folks? Oh, boy, we are. How can you be a citizen of Israel and a citizen of America and make the right choices? Come on now. I'm somewhere. It doesn't matter. Trust me, folks. Google yourself dual citizenship. How many of those guys in Congress are citizens of Israel and citizens of America? Now, where does your loyalty lie? Did you guys ever get in your house an argument between two of your children? And how do you handle that argument without offending one or the other? You have to pick sides, don't you? You have to pick sides. Spencer's looking. If I trust Spencer, you can stop doing it. Am I going to leave this morning? Because we'll just talk. I'm going to say this again. It's not about the Jewish people. It's kings of this earth government. Kings of this earth, United Nations. Oh, do I have to do that one? Do I have to do that? Okay, go ahead. Pull it up for me. The Pentagon, number 8. Mossad, remember the Mossad is the CIA. Folks, do you think the CIA represents the average American? Do you think the activities of the CIA represent the views of the average American citizen? The answer would be, of course not. But why do we think that the Mossad represents the views of the average Jew? Why do we think that way? Why do we understand that the Mossad and the CIA are brothers? They're brothers. Okay, you ready? You sitting down? Sitting down? It's only a minute. Go ahead.
That the Epstein business was heavily influenced, let me put it that way, by Mossad.
And so that's somehow emblematic on these huge geopolitical issues.
Yes, I watched Mossad take over the Pentagon in 2002. The Pentagon was infiltrated by Mossad. They did not need any identification to get through the rear entrance of the building. They went upstairs to Douglas Feith, the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, the third most powerful man in the Defense Department. Occasionally, they went to the second most powerful man, Paul Wolfowitz, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, and they had run of the Pentagon. Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, said to my boss one time, "Hell, I don't run my building. Mossad does."
Steve would say, "Fuck."
And it's on.
Okay, that's good enough. Who's Mossad again? Mossad is the Jewish CIA. The Jewish Israeli CIA, not the Israeli people. The Mossad does not represent the average Israeli citizen any more than the CIA represents the average American citizen. Somebody, Vinny, somebody give me a boom so at least I know somebody's picking up what I'm trying to tell you. And so when they come along, they tell you that Israel, God's people, God's chosen people, God's land. Yeah, maybe, yeah, but not the government. The kings of this earth have set themselves, and the rulers take counsel. The rulers are the ones who create policy, folks, and they're non-Christian entities. I don't know about you. I have a hard time trusting Christians, let alone non-Christians.
Coach, did you notice?
Openly non-Christian. Openly non-Christian. And we're supposed to believe them?
Hey, Coach, notice in Psalms 2, it says the kings of the earth. It doesn't say the kings of the earth except Israel.
Or the U.S., right? Huh? Oh, boy. James Thomas. Go on, James. Hang on a minute. I've been wanting to do this for about 2 years.
I hear a buzzing going on.
So good. Go, James.
Yeah, there's a buzzing going on. I hear it. So I guess I look at things kind of differently. I do believe we are in the end time. So I know there's different people have different theologies of different things. I think what we're seeing here is if God is allowing what's taking place in Israel, what can we do as Gentiles, believers? What can we do to stop? If God is allowing what is taking place, I don't understand it, because if you read Zechariah from chapter 10 to chapter 14, you will see precisely what is taking place in Israel, in the United States, and the nations that surround it. You can't separate the word from what's taking place.
Hey, James, here's the problem. The American church has abdicated all responsibility for the government in America. That's what's happened. The American church has decided they're not going to get involved, and so the enemy is running America. Now, we can say that's God's will if we want to. I thought when I prayed the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Maybe I missed it somewhere. Maybe I missed it. So God's will would be the overthrowing of Christianity. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. It's the evil shall wax worse and worse and worse is what Scripture tells us. And look at where we are. And you tell me the political influence of the American church, and I'll tell you, it's not unless it has to do with protecting Israel. Somebody say boom. Somebody please out there say boom for me. We boom. Went to the Middle East to protect
boom.
The government of Israel, by the way. Not the people of Israel. Not the Jews. Not the God-honoring rabbinical Jews. Not those. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about a government. I'm talking about an out-of-control Psalm 2 government. And our out-of-control Psalm 2 government is partnering with them. The Mossad and the CIA are cousins. That's why they're not giving up, folks. That's why they're not releasing the Epstein list. You know who they're going to find at the Epstein list? Somebody help me. Who are they going to find? Come on, somebody can say it. Somebody can say it.
Elites, Obamas, all them.
Mossad! Mossad! Epstein worked for the Mossad. Joe Allen. Boy, this is good. I don't care whether you like it or not. It's good.
So my father was born in 1924. My father and my uncle was in Pearl Harbor. What happened after Pearl Harbor, came out of Pearl Harbor? CIA.
Yep.
The CIA, after that, what Israel was created.
What did they want to do to John F. Kennedy? Why did they kill John F. Kennedy? Because he was going to bust the CIA into 1,000 pieces.
The CIA created Mossad.
Amen. And that's they both good. Created Epstein. That's what they don't want you to know. I know Craig's itching to get in there. Come on in, Craig.
Sorry here, killing some grass. So let's just think of it. What happened last week? Who was in town? Where's the issue you're talking about, Gaza? Watch the outcome. Because your president, my president, our president, whoever, whether you want to acknowledge him, don't acknowledge him, like him, don't like him, is going to be running to Gaza. Okay. So I'm pretty sure there were spirits of Philistines back in the day, and that was one land that Dan was supposed to get that didn't. And so guess what? Whether you like it or not, you're going to be dealing with whether God thinks the United States should be running Gaza. And is he going to bless that or is he going to curse that? Well, that's that's the unknown question right now. I guess your eschatology will let it play out.
Greg, you would agree with me, aren't you? There are many, many millions of Americans who voted for Donald Trump just because of his position on Israel. Do you agree with that or not?
Oh, I think that was one of the deciding factors. I think when you vote, so, I mean, there are people who are single voters. There's abortion people who will vote yes or no, you know, I mean, so yeah, I think there's people, but then I think there's a lot of them that, you know, that checked one of the boxes for them, you know, yeah. And, you know, the thing is I look at things, I guess, in a broader perspective to, and like, kind of like James to a certain degree, and I'm not saying broader because I'm bad, saying I'm looking at it from a, I'm looking at it from a biblical thing. You know, the fact that evil men came in, made a war through Freemasonry, League of Nations, then they made a United Nations, then they made a second war, and then they make sure, you know, that, you know, because the spiritual entities can put in Hitlers and this and all that and makes all this happen. Okay, yep. They say, they would say, well, man's fulfilling prophecy. Well, tell me in the Bible where man hasn't fulfilled prophecy in the back. I mean, there was a guy named Cyrus. He fulfilled prophecy and he was a Persian. You know, the fact that men are fulfilling prophetic things is not a reason to sit there and say, well, this is all done by man. No, yeah, God knows the beginning of your days and he knows the end of the days. He already knows when you're dying. So I don't look at it that way, that, you know, all this is just, you know, contrived. And, you know, if it is a thing from God, it's going to play out. If it's not, then it's just going to go wherever the wind wants to blow it.
Amen, baby. All right. You got to see this. Pull up number 7. I've never heard of this guy. Struggle Jennings. I think Betty sent it. I don't know who sent it to me. Somebody sent it to me. Struggle Jennings. This is it's worth it. It's almost 6 minutes. God. Amen. We need you now. Okay. Look, he kind of wraps it, so it's hard to follow. That's pretty powerful.
Coach, can you pull up the transcript while you play it? It's so impactful if you read long.
Okay, I got the transcript as well. Where is it, Spencer? Let's see, Robert.
Well, if you're showing the video, maybe people could go look it up, but y'all could at least go to YouTube and you can pull it up underneath the YouTube. But I did that and copied it and pasted it and sent it out to people. It was just okay, so
maybe you're the one that gave it to me. Because I did send, Spencer, I did send you the lyrics. I don't know how we can superimpose. I don't know if we can even do that.
He did the CC. That should come up.
Go ahead and play it, Spencer.
Let's go. Crazy baby, chill. Don't medicate, just meditate. You waking up now, well, baby, you hella late. Educate, look at what's going on, let it resonate, accelerate. Find your inner hunger like you never ate. Agenda is to push the hate, separate and segregate. Don't celebrate quite yet, the storm is coming, cue for heaven's sake. Violence that they demonstrate, instigate and penetrate the values of our country. And our God is what they desecrate. My fighters ain't no featherweight. Pulling out the seams of the fabric that they fabricate. They feed us lies, manipulate, intimidate through fear and force, forcing us to sit and wait till we come together, congregate, and then we liberate. Praying that you give me strength to find some love amongst the hate. Marching on the streets of blood till I see the golden gates. Troubadour, troubled souls, one of God's servants. Blades out, cut the grass till we see the serpents.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh God, finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
I know the truth is hard to swallow, just digested. Suspected something's going on. Chosen, just neglected. Deflected by some breaking news. Oh, we just accepted. Expected just to fall in line and follow their perspective. Don't question their objectives.
but I got a lot of questions. How these kids molested, but nobody's been arrested. Read it in the testament, these children are protected. So I'm fighting all these terrorists, both foreign and domestic. Refuse to be directed, lying not a sheep. Only kneel to my God, so I'm dying on my feet. Silence when we speak, but there's violence in the street. I've been rolling with the punches, I can't take this on the cheap. Nah, drink from a glass half full, I'm optimistic. People are sadistic, so vicious and malicious. Praying for assistance to overcome opposition. Or I'm gonna start resisting and then I'll pray for forgiveness.
Oh, one day I hope you see the truth. This puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, God, come back home. This crazy world is filled with liars and abusers. We need you now before we're too far gone. I hope one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now. We need you now. Oh, we need you now. Puppet show, it stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues. Oh, God, come back home. This crazy one day they finally see the truth. God, we need you now.
Wow.
Amen.
Put that in the chat. Yeah, you know, I don't know about you guys. I know this about me. I can't hardly go out in public. It grieves me how lost people are. I walked into Walmart yesterday to get a birthday gift for our son-in-law, and I wanted to weep as I looked around at the people. Lost people, no direction, trying to fill their fleshly desires, fat, tattooed. And we're living in a culture and a society where those people are going to live in the same world with my godly grandchildren. What is wrong with the church that we won't stand up and exert our authority? The Supreme Court said there's no right to murder a baby. Has anybody heard anything from the church? Huh? Perilous times, man. See you tomorrow.